Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. At an early age, while attending a fall revival at her church, Union Springs Baptist Church in Talladega, Alabama, Glenda White felt God's leading to accept the Lord as her Savior. It was her heart's desire to live for Christ and to tell everyone about Him. She continues to do that even today. And that's why we're here, dear friend, to bring you closer and closer to Jesus, for you to know, dear one, that whatever you're facing, whatever you're going through at this moment, there is always hope in Jesus. In Christ who loves you so much, He died on the cross for your sins. He shed His precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, He rose again from the grave. And today, the living Christ calls you to Himself. No matter what you're facing, no matter how tough it might seem, there is indeed always hope in Jesus. Glenda White will share from her heart her story. Today, Glenda is the marketing relations specialist at the Salvation Army in Atlanta, Georgia. She attends the Solid Rock of Atlanta Church, where Van and Regina Smith are pastors. There, she serves in a ministry capacity to reach souls for Christ. She's married to Hugh. They've been married for over 32 years. They have two children, Corey and Amber. Glenda, welcome to our show.
Thank you. Thank you. Glad to be here.
What was it like growing up in Talladega, Alabama?
Well, it was a simple life. We didn't have very much. We grew up on a farm with the animals, with livestock, and we raised our own vegetables and grew, had our own animals, our cattle and pigs and chickens. So we worked hard, but we had a simple life, and that simple life involved just family and community and just really having a relationship with Christ.
I mentioned you the fall revival at your church when you accepted the Lord. How old were you at that time?
To be honest, I don't have the exact age. I probably was, I would think, maybe 9 or 10 years old.
When you mentioned the simple life, there's a draw to that in terms of the contrast that we live in today, whether it's urban living or 21st century living. Everything seems to be so fast, and well, it seems like commercialism is on a continued upswing, always wanting more, needing more. What was the simple life like?
Well, the simple life to me, we didn't at that point. We didn't have a lot of things. My mom, she sewed and made our clothes. Grew up in a family of 7. And everything, our neighbors, our family, we lived in a community where we could help each other. We shared our vegetables. We shared our harvest. We worked together as a unit. And we didn't know that we didn't have a lot at that time, but because we all got along, our family helping family. It was simple to me. We didn't have a lot of things. We didn't visit, go on vacations. We didn't do a lot of things. Most of the things that we did, included family, just being together.
Did I understand you were one of 7 children?
Yes.
Wow. Where were you in the family placement?
Number 6.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
What did you most, Glenda, in your growing up years?
Repeat that, I'm sorry.
Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
I would have to say that was my grandmother, my mother's mother. My grandmother was very influential in the church, in our community. On Wednesday night, we all went to her house for Bible study. Every Wednesday, we looked forward to going to it. It wasn't something that was laborious to us, was a difficult. We were happy to go to her house. She just lived right up the street, so we could walk there. And she was a candy lady in our community, so she always had little treats to give us. And we had a wonderful fellowship there. She was really influential in the community as well. She was a strong lady in the community, and she had a voice in the community, in the church. You know, if she had information to share, the Holy Spirit would just, she was very involved in her life in with Christ. And if she had something that she needed to say in the church or felt the leading of the Holy Spirit to share in the church, the pastor always gave her the opportunity to speak and to just impart what the Holy Spirit was leading her to say. She worked with the youth in the church. In the Baptist church, we had the youth, the small children with a sunbeam. We had the teenage girls with the red circle girls. And then you had the teenage boys. They were the crusaders. And she always kept us involved in ministry, whether going to visit another church. She always had us to sing a song or to say a prayer or to say a speech if we were invited to another church. But she taught us the way of Christ, and we were always in church. And she just kept us involved all the time. And just her life, just watching her life, was just an example.
She sounds like she was a very vivacious, joyful person.
Oh, my. Absolutely. Very much so. My grandmother had a disability. She had, I don't know how she injured her leg as long far back as I could remember. She had this injury to a leg. And at that time, I don't know if the funds were not there to get her to her doctor. I'm not sure, but she always had her leg bandaged with this ACE bandage. And under there was just really a massive injury to her leg. I don't know if she fell and hurt it somehow, but you would never have known that she had that disability with her leg, which ended up how she ended up leaving this earth because it's gangrene ended up setting in. But she never complained. I know it had to look at that wound. You know that it had to have been something very, very painful. But even that, she would still go on. She would never stop. She would always be involved in church, always involved in ministry. So I just thank God for her. I cannot imagine growing up without her. And I think about her life so often and think, you know, if I could be half the woman and the woman of God that she was, because she really made an influence on everyone that she came in contact with. So I'm really thankful, and I'm really rich to have had her in my life.
What a lovely encouragement to we grandmothers, huh, Danny, for me.
Glenda, do you remember words that she would say or phrases? I'm sure you do this, Suzanne. Your grandkids will remember what Grandma Suzanne says. But how about Grandma Delilah Hall? What words do you remember her saying?
She would always she never would complain about anything. I never heard her complain. But I know the song that was just always, she was always had on her lips and to sing was "This Little Light of Mine, I'm Gonna Let It Shine." And that little song just has always stuck with me. You know, it always stuck with me throughout my life, and I just love that song. But she was just always encouraging, telling you not to give up, that she always would tell you you could do anything. And just let you know how much God loved you. She always tell us how much that God loved us. So those things I always remember.
Now, as you grew from your childhood and into your adult teens and adult life, how did your passion for reaching people with the gospel, spreading the gospel, reaching souls for Christ, how did that grow?
I think it grew from being a youth. I always had a heart of compassion for people. It started always wanting to help in some kind of capacity, just always wanting to be there. I can remember even in school when the children would act out in school to the teachers. I always had a compassion for the teacher because I could feel the pain that the teacher, it felt as if I could feel the pain that the teacher was having with children that was acting out. And I would tell them, you know, that's not right. You shouldn't do that. So I always had a heart for helping other people. And so as I got older, as I went away to college and then I moved away from Alabama to Atlanta in my early 20s, I attended a charismatic church where the praise and worship was somewhat different. You were free to worship. You were free to worship. And not that you weren't free at Union Springs Baptist Church, but there was a difference in the church there at the church that I attended when I first moved to Atlanta. I felt free to raise my hand and to say hallelujah. Just felt the freedom of praise and even worship and even to dance, you know, before the Lord. And so at that moment, while there, I just learned, I got a closer relationship. And what I knew that he was with me, I could communicate with him as one. I just knew he was with me. And we had this close relationship that I knew that he was there with me all the time. And so I've always had that desire to reach people for Christ, see souls for Christ. So during that time, I just started just getting more and more of a hunger to do God's will. And even now, that's what I do at Solid Rock. We have an evangelism department, ministry, and I'm involved in that. And then just this past weekend, we're really busy at the nursing home. We went out and shared with the nursing home and sang songs and hymns and always ask them if they have a relationship with Christ and just reaching out and try to just love on them. So that's where I am. I always have that heart to go in and minister to others.
Talk more about your ministry there at the Solid Rock of Atlanta Church and the Salvation Army as marketing relations specialist. You can find out more about the ministry there at Salvation Army, salvationsoundcast.org, some of the programs that Glenda is involved with helping to produce and to promote. Again, salvationsoundcast.com. When we come back from our break, we'll talk more with her. Doesn't it bring a certain level of refreshment to your soul to hear of a child coming to Christ at a revival, church revival, and that child being cultivated by Grandma Delilah Hall, a woman of faith, a woman of compassion and passion for God, who instills in throughout the community the love of Christ. And to see today, to hear today, Glenda White sharing her story, part of the legacy, and she'll share more when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chanan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Glenda White was born in rural Talladega, Alabama, to George and Ann Curry. Church was always a part of her childhood. Her father was a Christian, but it was her mother and grandmother who guided her in her spiritual walk with the Lord. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, our guest today, and Glenda White. Glenda, tell us a little bit more about SalvationSoundcast.org.
Okay, Salvation Army, Soundcast Ministries is a radio ministry that has been around for many years, actually for almost 50 years. Again, we produce four programs. We have The Wonderful Words of Life in Marvelous Palabras de Vida, Heartbeat, and Latido. And those programs are broadcast national and international, Africa, different places, Asia. And they are, we have over 1,600 outlets that those programs are aired on. And we continually get listeners saying that they enjoy the program. And through the programs, people have come to Christ. They've written us to say that they've even received Christ through our programs. So those programs are produced right there in our headquarters where I work in Atlanta, Georgia. And yes, Heartbeat is a one-minute PSA and it's uplifting conversation and dialogue. And Wonderful Words of Life and Marvelous Palabras de Vida is a 15-minute program. And they are contemporary music and conversation and dialogue as well.
How did you get connected to the Salvation Army?
Well, I was not looking for a job when I was looking for work. I was out of school, and I applied for work. I saw the job, and I applied for it, and I thought, wow, that would be a wonderful opportunity, knowing that it's a nonprofit organization, and they do really good things. And so I was very, very excited when I saw the job posted, and it was for the Community Relations and Development Department. That was a different department from what I'm working in now, but I started out in Community Relations and Development with donor services. So, and I worked there for 10 years, and then I moved to our evangelism and adult ministries department under the Soundcast Ministry section.
What is, Suzanne, you have a question?
No, I'm marveling. I'm marveling because there's so many facets of the Salvation Army that I'm learning about on the Good Life radio program. I had no idea. Is it broadcast in Hawaii?
Yes, we do have a station, and I think it may be KCIF, I believe. That's the call letter.
Okay.
Well, and Suzanne, I'm thinking that we're learning more and more, but I have a sense that we might just be scratching the surface.
I'm beginning to think so.
Now, what is it, Glenda, that's most fulfilling for you in the work that you're doing?
The work that I'm doing in my church, and also the work that I'm doing at the Salvation Army, is to get the message, the good news of Jesus Christ to souls. And the radio, through the media and radio, you can get the word out to so many places that you wouldn't be normally be able to do that. So the word is going out, and it's reaching far and wide. It's reaching souls for Christ. So I'm just thankful to be able to do that in a different capacity from in my church. We go door to door, and we knock on doors, or we go to nursing homes. We do a lot of discipleship things in our church, but with radio, we're taking the word to the world. It's going all over to many places that we would never be able to go. So I'm very happy that word is going out, the good news that God loves them. Because the thing that we want people to know, that I want, Salvation Army wants, and our church wants, is to let people know that God loves them so much. And there's so many people out there that are hurting that they don't believe that God loves them. They think they may have done something so bad that God can never forgive them. But to tell them that, no, Jesus died for everybody, no matter what you've done. You know, he loves you so very, very much. And that's the message that we want to get out, that good news. That Jesus, God love them, Jesus love them, the Holy Spirit loves them. So that's a fulfilling thing for me, just sharing the love of Christ with others.
What lessons has the Lord taught you as you've been in the ministry now, both at the Salvation Army and at your local church?
You said, what has the Lord taught me?
Yes.
The
lessons that he's taught me is that he loves me. And it's not that I've been so good, because none of us have, because we all have fallen short in sin. But the fact that God loves us no matter what we've done, he will forgive us. We ask him to forgive us of our sins. And that's the thing that I want to share. That is the main thing, that God loves me. And some people can say that, but you don't really, really take that to heart. But he loves me. And that my sins are forgiven, my past, present, and my future sins. You know, not that I'm perfect, but I know that he loves me. And he's forgiven me of my sins. And it helps me, because he's forgiven me, it helps me to be able to forgive others, because much is given, much is required. And I know that if he went to the cross for my sins and for the whole world, the sins of the whole world, surely we can forgive others of their trespasses against us. So that's where I am. I live with forgiveness. I don't hold on to grudges. I know that because God has done so much for me, that I have to live the same way and forgive others.
What would you say to somebody right now who's going through a really difficult time? What would you say?
I would tell them not to lose hope, not to give up, because God has promised them that he would never leave them or forsake them. I'll let them know that I've been there too. Times when I thought that I would never come through a situation. Even felt like I was alone. Like, God, did you leave me? But I know that he did not. He will never leave me. And there's times when I can't see my way through, times when I can't see what's happening. I can't see, but I have to trust. That's when faith comes in. I have to trust his words that he said that he would never leave me and he would never forsake me. Sometimes it's a faith wall. It has to be a faith wall. Because if it wasn't, I would give up and say, Lord, are you there? But I have to trust and believe and know that if he said that he would never leave me and he's there for me, I believe that and I trust that. And things will, when you don't give up and keep holding on, you'll get through it. You may not think, and there's, when you look back at it, you can say, yes, he did bring me through. And it'll help get you through other times when you go through other situations. You have the faith to believe that if he brought you through one thing, he can get you through another. So I would just tell him not to give up. No matter how hard the circumstances look, don't give up. Pray, press your way through. You have to keep pressing your way through. Even through the hard times, press your way through. Continue to pray. And even in those hard times, continue to be a blessing. That's when you get your eye off what you're going through. It's when you can look at something else and give God the praise, give God the glory, continue to be a blessing to somebody else. Take my eyes off what I'm going through. And before you know it, you're coming through because your eyes are off your problem, but you're being a blessing to someone else. And continue to give God the praise during the hard time.
A word of encouragement, a word with a firm love and understanding. You know, there's a great grace that comes with a certain level of firmness and clarity in the message. Sometimes I know I've needed it. When I'm so-called licking my wounds, I've needed a firm word, but a word that comes from understanding and love, someone that has gone through it. And I know that, and it encourages me. My friend, I pray, we pray that that word from Glenda White encourages you as you take your eye off of yourself, bless and praise God, and serve others. Like she says, before you know it, you're going to be coming through. Yes, my friend, dear one, you're going to be coming through. Whatever it is, whatever it might be, apply what she has encouraged you to do. It's like good medicine. You know when you take it, you're going to get better. And the Lord, through his word and through his messengers, like Glenda White, let's share a word like that with you. Apply it. You'll be blessed. Stay with us. We'll be back.
The road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
You can find out more about Glenda White, and as she talked about the Soundcast, listening online, southernspiritonline.org. That's southernspiritonline.org. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer. Our guest today, Glenda White. It's a blessing to be here with you today. If you're tuning in right now, maybe caught the tail end of the last segment, you want to get this program in its entirety, you can certainly do that at thegoodlifehawaii.com and get this this is a free podcast. And as I typically say, share it with a family member or a friend. southernspiritonline.org. Glenda, as you serve in the local church, give us a little background of the event. You mentioned door-to-door ministries. You mentioned various forms of evangelistic work. But tell us more about your church there, Solid Rock Church there in Atlanta.
Well, Solid Rock of Atlanta, it is really non-denominational church. There's not a membership. You don't have to join. You just come and just to be a part. And if you want to be there, you're there. So it's no hold to say, this is my member, that's my member. It's a church that teaches the mission of Jesus Christ, the love and God's grace. God's love and that he loves you so much. And the pastors is Van and Regina Smith. And we believe in the gift operating of the gift of the Spirit. Even though some people may not think, they think laying on of hands of healing went away with the old, with New Testament, but we believe in all the gifts, the prophet, the evangelist. We believe in the operations of all the gifts and they're operating. We do believe that God wants us well, that God wants us healed. And we just believe in everything that the Bible says. We believe that it is true. And our church is very charismatic. Praise and worship is very important in our church. It's a small unit, small church. It's just a very wonderful church, and I love being a member. I've only been there a member for about 3 years, but I enjoy the church very, very much.
Glenda, may I ask, when I hear the wonderful stories about your grandmother, and you tell me you're one of seven, have your siblings embraced Christianity and Christ in similar ways to you?
Yes, they have. Every one of us. I was the baby. I came in 6. And then my brother, I was 14 years old, and our little brother was born. So he was the young, so I was still at home, and I was able to help take care of him a lot. But so I wasn't around him as much as I was my older siblings. As I graduated from high school and I left and went away to college, but he has received Christ as a Savior as well. He did later than the rest of us, but every one of us have received the Lord as our Savior.
Oh, that's so wonderful. Boy, a praying grandmother. I love that.
Absolutely. We had to stay in church. There was an option. You were to go, you know, you were going to be in church when you were little. And at that point, at first it was like, okay, we're just going to church all the time. But now, looking back at it, it was so necessary. And I really appreciate it, because if we weren't brought up in that environment, there's no telling where we would be today. So I just thank God that they did bring us up in church and under the influence of Christ.
Mm. Well, Glenda, your ministry, your presence with us today has been a real blessing. And I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us, sharing about your life, sharing about your ministry, sharing about both the church, Solid Rock Church, there in Atlanta, and the Salvation Army, and the marvelous ministry that you have via radio. Parting shot to our dear listener right now, and maybe your favorite scripture verse.
I think it's Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much for being with us today.
You're so welcome.
It's a blessing. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Glenda White has spoken to us about the ministry of the Salvation Army and their extended reach through their Listen Online programs, their radio programs. She mentioned over 1,600 outlets, and of course they have their online reach. You can find that at southernspiritonline.org, both Ejercito de Salvacion, Maravillosas Palabras de Vida, and there's Heartbeat, a one-minute show. Latido, it's another one-minute show in Espanol, in Spanish. The Salvation Army's Wonderful Words of Life. Let's listen to a segment of Heartbeat. It's their one-minute show, and after we listen to that, Suzanne Maurer and I will come back to talk about what we heard.
Hi, I'm Marion Platt. Welcome to Heartbeat. Ever since the fall of mankind through Adam and Eve, God used many imperfect people to do His will. His will had to be fulfilled, so who else would He use but sinful humans? Some He used were liars, adulterers, murderers, and many others who would be unusable by today's standards. Yet, in spite of their imperfections, God saw that He could entrust them to His plan for mankind. We are all imperfect, but there is still hope for us, just like the men and women of old. God can and will use us if we're willing to put our faith in Him and determine that we won't be limited by our imperfections. Heartbeat is brought to you by the Salvation Army.
Find out more. Again, you can hear more programs like these at southernspiritonline.org. Hey, that's a good reminder to me. How about for you, Suzanne? God using imperfect people?
Oh, Danny, it's so important. So many.
I'm sure of our listeners have struggled with not feeling adequate, not feeling like their life is in order. And over the years, I've spoken with many people that have felt like they needed to change their life, not only in a relationship with Christ, but even they don't feel comfortable going to church because they don't feel like they're pleasing enough in God's sight. And it's been so important to help people realize we're perfect in God's sight right to this very minute because He's in control and He loves us just as we are, and He will make the changes. And oh yes, how He used imperfect people. It's throughout the Bible.
Well, and it goes back to what Glenda was saying about how she would, of course, she would feel compassion for people, but though she didn't use the word, there was an empathy for others as well, who, you know, I remember when she was mentioning about how she would feel for the teachers when students, when she was young, when students would act out, mm-hmm. she'd feel compassion for the teachers. But she also had a way of empathizing with those who were struggling. And I think there's that level of maybe redemptive duality, and I don't mean it in a negative way, but a duality of understanding where people are at. And I think part of it goes back to, you know, how Jesus talked about, you know, we're looking for the speck in the eye of someone else, and we don't even realize that we have a plank in our own eye.
Perhaps even a log.
and to see how God indeed uses. And you see, the thing is that may even relate in churches. And I think sometimes in the body of Christ, we can become quite, we're like the police man and police woman for the Holy Spirit. And we go around inspecting others and not realizing that, hey, at the moment we're doing that, it's in that judgment. I'm going beyond just discernment, but the judgment of others, which is so subtle, we need to be careful about how we're bringing, even possibly even bringing judgment on ourselves. When we come back from our break, we'll hear a few more of these. And of course, this has been introduced to us by Glenda White, who was so gracious to join us to share her testimony growing up there in Talladega, Alabama, now in Atlanta, Georgia. When we come back, more on the Southern Spirit Online, the soundcast of the Salvation Army. What a powerful ministry. What an expansive ministry. What a ministry of the gospel. And I think there's a ministry of the gospel where the Good Life radio program, well, we're with them. Because we want to link arms, as it were, hold hands, as it were, and spread the good news of Jesus Christ to those who, like us, have needed to hear it. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kayani Team Aloha, has seen Kayani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kayani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kayani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042. 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chanan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
You can hear it on southernspiritonline.org, Ejercito de Salvación. Maravillosas Palabras de Vida, the Salvation Army's Wonderful Words of Life, both in English and Espanol, Spanish. They have their longer format and the short one-minute program. There you can listen to, and we'll hear it in English, Ejercita de Salvación, Latino un programa de un minuto sobre la vida real.
Es muy bueno.
Thank you, Suzanne. Heartbeat, a one-minute show about real life by the Salvation Army. Chaz, let's play that next one. And Suzanne, let's talk about that after we listen to it.
Hi, I'm Megan Hawker, and welcome to Heartbeat. My mother often baked cakes when I was young. She would start by placing all of the ingredients she needed on the table. Each of those ingredients on their own weren't exciting, but once she worked all of them together, she'd have a smooth, creamy, and luscious batter. And ultimately, a delicious cake for the family to enjoy. It works much the same way in the body of Christ. 1 Peter 4:10 says, "As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God." When our gifts and talents are used in harmony with others, it's a beautiful thing. People are blessed, encouraged, and edified. And most importantly, God is exalted.
Heartbeat is brought to you by the Salvation Army.
I love it because while I'm listening to it, Suzanne, I was thinking, they're turning my ears into eyes with all those sound effects.
Yes.
And of course, the message comes through quite clear about all of our gifts. That passage in the New Testament that talks about all of us having gifts and how the gifts work together.
You know, I love it because I'm old enough that I still make my cakes by scratch, and I bake at least one, if not two, batches of cookies a week. And I'm going to use this message. I'm going to use this message with my grandchildren, which I have not done. But it's so true. And sometimes they'll ask if they can lick the batter and it's too early, and it does not taste good. And what a valuable message to our listeners of how when we take our gifts and pool them together, how it glorifies Christ.
1 Corinthians 12:27, "Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it."
Mm-hmm.
Each one. Oh, we are all the ingredients that the Lord is bringing together. But let's draw that out a little bit further. I think Glenda White would appreciate us talking further about this. She's the one who connected us with Southern Spirit Online. She was a guest on our program. What about the concept or the idea that you just mentioned about the timeliness of things? You know, how your grandkids want to lick the ingredients, but it's not time yet.
Exactly.
How does that relate to us in the body of Christ in relation to time?
Well, I think that part of it is, and I so often go back to prayer, but I think prayer is so important, and then that frees up the Lord with the timing of how we should be doing things. And also, you had mentioned judging ourselves, but one of the other things we do, if I can share this, is we judge ourselves also against other people instead of judging ourselves, if that's the right term, against the Lord God and how He would have us live. And so that gets us in trouble too.
Could it be a conflict of priorities?
Yes.
Focus, even?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe short-circuiting a process because we feel that something should be done at a certain time when, in fact, the Lord is still, quote-unquote, seasoning us or the program for a greater, maybe a more, a larger, more impactful ending, so to speak, as we move forward.
Sometimes. And perhaps even the timing of the project, of allowing God to get to assemble all the pieces together, the Christian team together, mm-hmm. for the right time to move forward.
Oh, well, I have a confession about that, because I'm quite well versed at praying to God, asking the Lord to answer my prayers, and then I start finding myself answering my own prayers. And that all,
I mean,
we laugh about it now, and we say oops now, but I've fallen into many traps. And then what goes on after that is I'm trying to make it look spiritual, when in fact it's quite carnal. I got so involved in it, and I'm trying to make something happen instead of riding the wave, as it were, of course, Hawaii, right? Riding the wave of God, who wants to bring it about.
You know, Danny, I wish we could see into the living room or the cars of our listeners to see how many heads are nodding up and down, as mine is, as you share that.
Mm. Well, I just, of course, like I said, it's a confession, but I hope it's a point of identification and relatability, that if someone is like me, or I'm like them, or him or her, well, none of us are alone, but we're all being sharpened. And hopefully, as the scripture says, you know, as iron sharpens iron, mm-hmm. so one man sharpens another. And we, maybe in this sense, we glory in our weakness, because then the strength of Christ is magnified in the process. In my confession, in our confession, then God can come in, and through our weaknesses, through our failures, through our foibles, He can work through that and turn something, make it redemptive, and use it for His glory.
And strengthen us through others.
I think we're kind of going back to that first heartbeat we listened to about,
yes.
God working through imperfect people.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to put this in there too, though, Suzanne, that someone today might feel like a very insignificant ingredient.
Yes.
Maybe a drop of shoyu in the whole part. But you know what? If that drop or two or three of shoyu, soy sauce, is not put in there, it might not taste the same delectable as it normally should be. It's only a drop or two or three or mm-hmm. four. But that's how important it is to the overall taste mm-hmm. of the dish.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the same without. the ingredients.
You know, I think of my sauce for my Chinese chicken salad, and it calls for 1 teaspoon of sesame seed oil. But if I didn't have any, I might think, well, it's just a teaspoon. But it would make all the difference in that sauce to not have that teaspoon.
And probably people who, your family or friends who normally have had that dish, that Chinese chicken salad from you, they would know the difference.
I think they
would.
Don't you think? Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
And so there's no insignificant ingredient in the body of Christ. As we piggyback on this heartbeat, a one-minute show from the Salvation Army, the message, well, what a message. And there's more. I just want to promote that and thank our dear friend, Glenda White, who Suzanne, you and Jamie Lee Kwai, you met a whole bunch of new friends at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention there in Orlando, Florida. Tell us a little bit about what your experience was like there in Orlando.
Well, for our local folks, any of our listeners who have been blessed with the Hawaiian Island Ministry Conference each March, it was like him on steroids for me, because there were thousands of people, and it was just like you'd go from one booth to the next. But when I met Glenda, I was just stopped at the Salvation Army booth. And, you know, we had just had someone on recently here locally from our Salvation Army. And now I'm seeing a whole nother avenue of the ministry of Salvation Army. And it was just delightful to meet with them. But I came back with about 100 possible contacts. And I just scratched the surface at that NRB convention. So what an opportunity to see the just endless ways that Christ is working through his people. And it was just an experience I can never thank you enough for.
And it's through these stories.
Yes.
And of course, that's Suzanne's list, Jamie Lee Kwai.
Exactly.
And as they coordinate in the future, these very fine guests with incredible stories, each one, we want to bring them to you, dear friend, dear loved one. As you listen to the Good Life radio program, for you to hear, to be encouraged, and always be reminded that this is a tool for you to share with a family member or a friend as a means of outreach. Because each story will connect to a loved one or friend that's very close to you, or someone that you know or are associated with. And that's our heart. It's to reach people with the love of Christ. Someone might not come to know Jesus all at once, but it's the little steps that we take collectively, that build as the Spirit of God works through you, through these testimonies, these stories, that God will work in his mighty way, in ways only he can, to draw hearts closer and closer to him. My friend, I hope that you were encouraged today from the insights and the sharing of Glenda White. You can find out more about her and Salvation Army and the media program at southernspiritonline.org. You know, God's timing is indeed perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. I've got a special presentation there for you. And if you'd like to stand with us with your financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Philemon verse 6. I pray that your partnership with us in the faith may be effective in deepening your understanding of every good thing we share for the sake of Christ. It's always a blessing to be with you. Special thank you to Glenda White. Find out more at southernspiritonline.org. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.